Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to have a two-fold show today. We've done this a few times. First half of the show, we're going to talk about, well, we're going to talk with one of our sponsors, Galaxy Press, regarding their awards and their good books. Literature is timeless. And in today's chaos, reading a good book is a take-me-away moment, helping you escape the stresses of life. In the second half of our show, we're back to the chaos of politics. D.C. occupiers taking care of one of another. And the senator of Missouri, Claire McCaskill, we're going to talk about her a little bit, as she's being a very generous person. Okay, you know that that's not true. So you'll have to stay tuned to find out what's going on. And Ed Martin of Eagle Forum and Phyllis Schlafly's Eagles will be with us. And we're going to talk about Senator Claire McCaskill and a few others as we take into that second half. But let's escape right now for just a bit. While we're seeing plenty of battles in our nation today, the book Battlefield Earth is not only winning over readers by entertainment, the audiobook is winning awards for its excellence in production, bringing the novel right to you, bringing the story right to you as if you were right there. Emily Goodwin, she's the Vice President of Public Affairs for Galaxy Press, is our guest today. And she's new. She hasn't been with us. We've had her husband on before. And she has been involved with book publishing since 2007. She's active with the Independent Book Publishers Association, that's also called the IBPA, as a contest judge for the Benjamin Franklin Awards, as well as being an active member of the Studio Publishers Association, a national organization of the audio publishing industry. As vice president of the Hollywood Christmas Parade, she organizes the activities of over 500 volunteers. Now, that cannot be easy every year to create what has become one of the most successful Christmas parades on the planet. Today, we welcome a new friend, Emily Goodwin. We're glad to have you with us today. How are you?
Hello. I am absolutely glad to be with you, too.
Well, good.
I've heard a lot about you, and of course, my husband loves your show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. We're trying to reach out to everybody from sea to shining sea. They're in California, so they had to get up a little earlier than I did to get on the air, and I appreciate that. I hope you have your coffee with you or whatever it is you drink to wake up in the morning.
Good to go.
Well, yeah. We've had several guests. We've talked about Battlefield Earth a few times. I joined a square dance group here last year, and we go square dance, and I know that sounds a little bit hokey, but it's really a lot of fun, and it's more complicated.
Sure.
It's more complicated than you realize. There's an awful lot of moves, and you got to remember them, but we have a lot of fun. It's a good activity, and one of them there is an avid reader, one of my friends, and so I took him the book, Battlefield Earth, and loaned it to him so he could read that. And I know he's a quick reader, and his wife said, I don't know how he does it. He'll have three or four books going at one time. But anyway, I did pass that along, and I said, here, read this book. It's really good. But Battlefield Earth, you know, it's 30 years old. And here it is right now winning these awards. And that's why I said at the beginning, you know, good literature is timeless. A good story is timeless. A good storyline. And I know
absolutely.
That, and, you know, today in our techie world, you know, when our fast-paced world, there are other options. And the audiobooks are the other option. And I wanted to talk with you a little bit about that.
Sure.
So the audiobook has been winning awards. Explain to my listeners exactly what's been going on with that, because some of them may not realize. You know, I just recently started seeing the audio commercials for the audiobooks, and they are just fascinating commercials. They've done a fantastic job with those commercials. And I thought immediately of Battlefield Earth. In fact, I wondered if that wasn't one that he was listening to in the commercial.
I hope so. Well, yes, the audiobook industry is, it's steeply increasing year by year. More people are discovering audiobooks. People are doing new creative things with audiobooks. I mean, we went all out a few years ago on Battlefield Earth, and we put together, quite a production with 67 actors using 150,000 sound effects. We were here in Hollywood, so we were able to pull on some of the best audio talent and voice actors in the industry, from Grammy Award-winning voice actors, and just a great crew of people that came together to put the Battlefield Earth audiobook together, which, when I say it's quite a production, it is 47 and a half hours long, and 67 actors performing, with 150,000 sound effects. So it's quite a massive production.
It is amazing, and I haven't got through it all yet. I just have to confess I've had it, but I'm just so busy with the I'm so busy with the chaos of the world that I don't seem to get to the novels and things. And I have so many of them that I have not read yet, and Battlefield Earth is one. But I have the audio, but it's hard to listen in the office to the audio when I'm going through some of the paperwork that I have. But what little bit I have got through, the first few CDs, I'm going to tell you what, people, this audiobook is just amazing. And if you're getting ready to go on a vacation with your family and you're going to drive, I suggest this audiobook. I think you'll really enjoy it.
Absolutely. It's a great one for listening to in the car, working around the house. I mean, there's so many opportunities that one has that can be listening to an audiobook. And besides, we have a summer reading coming up, and a lot of people are looking for a great summer read, and this is a book that will definitely carry you through that summer.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It is, and it's a good storyline. I don't know, you got the good guys, you got the bad guys, you've got, the money issues, which, politics, it's all involved, you want to talk about a global society. There you go. There it is with Battlefield Earth, 30 years old, and it's speaking to us even now. And, but the industry with publishing has been quickly changing. And with the high tech world that we're in and things are changing, how does that affect Galaxy Press?
Well, Amazon is obviously growing intensely these days, and the industry is changing. And, we work with it. We use it to our benefit, really. We're still going to always have our books in the independent bookstores, which we believe in. And, and we have all of the Battlefield Earth is in Book World, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble. And, we do a lot with Amazon as well, and that's obviously a major change in the industry. Mm-hmm. In fact, Amazon believes so much in Battlefield Earth right now that, and if you're a Prime member, you can actually download the Battlefield Earth book for free.
Really?
That's the e-book. Yeah, you can get the e-book for free right now, and that's on Amazon's time, not ours. So.
To go to that one, you go to battlefieldearth.com, and it's very simple, just battlefieldearth.com. Where, something else I was going to say was, and it kind of broke my heart, the Barnes & Noble local here, and of course I'm right smack dab in the middle of this nation, and at a little strip mall there, that's a fairly new one in Jefferson City, which is our state capital here in Missouri, but the Barnes & Noble closed. And some home, I haven't even been in there yet. I need to go in and look at it, but it's some home group store for things for your house and stuff. It has opened up there. And I was just really brokenhearted that Barnes & Noble's had closed, because I think that's just, to have a cup of coffee and a book in your hand, it's just, that's a pretty picture, and I really hated it that it closed. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. If you want to talk about publishing, how do you get into it? A little bit about Battlefield Earth, or if you just want to listen, we're good with that, too. But the number to call is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Go to battlefieldearth.com. It's battlefieldearth.com. And Emily and Beth Ann will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with this first half of the show with Emily Goodwin, and she is representing Galaxy Press. We're talking about the book Battlefield Earth, and it's been a bestseller, and now the audiobook is just winning all kinds of awards. I want to also remind my listeners, Emily, if you give me just 2 seconds here, that Galaxy Press has a Western series, because I think that my listeners love the Westerns as well as they will love the Battlefield Earth. I loaned those audio books, the audio parts of that I had, to my mother-in-law, who's having some difficulty with reading. She just loves and loves, loves to read, but she's getting older and her eyes aren't as sharp as they used to be, and she just loved those audiobooks. She really thoroughly enjoyed them. So to check those out, simply go to galaxypress.com. Galaxypress.com. Now, Battlefield stands all by itself. It's also at Galaxy Press, but you can go to battlefieldearth.com to check that book out. Just battlefieldearth.com. How did you get involved with... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, I just want to say, you mentioned Westerns, and, you know, Battlefield Earth, I mean, starts with Johnny Goodboy Tyler. And,
oh, yes.
he's wearing his buckskins, and I have actually sold that book to many Western fans. And I had a review from a young man named David up in Nebraska who said, you know, Battlefield Earth is it's really a Western. You know, Johnny Goodboy Tyler riding his horse, wearing his buckskin. It's just in a sci-fi setting.
Well, you know, it takes a cowboy to change it all around. It just does.
That's right.
We believe in the Cowboys.
I mean, Hubbard did write a lot of Westerns, so you get that flair in there.
He did. You know, I was amazed at all the writings that he had done. I was kind of ignorant about that. I wanted to ask you how you got involved in the audio industry.
Well, I got involved when I came to Galaxy Press, and we were just embarking upon the project of putting all of these audio books together. All the L. Ron Hubbard series, because they, you know, they make for very good reads. The way he writes just, you know, makes for a very good audio book. And, you know, like you mentioned earlier, the Battle for Earth winning all these awards, the award we just won that we're very proud of is the Audi Award. And that was just, you know, given to us over in New York. And we got the excellence in marketing and, you know, so we're very excited about that, and the award is actually given, it recognizes the promotional campaign that contributed the most to generating attention and bringing in new listeners, whether for a single titles or a series. Studies consider marketing, PR, social media, store placement, author involvement, advertising, in order to reward innovation, creativity, and reach. So, you know, the Battlefield Earth audiobook brought in new listeners, which was very, very much part of winning that award. We're very proud of that right now. I mean, it's a big deal for us, and a lot of people went into it, and of course it boiled down to having a great story to start with.
You know, it's amazing what how far we've come. And, you know, I love books. I won't say I'm as avid a reader as some people are, but I do love books, mm-hmm. and I inherited some books. They are the old Charles Dickens series. And I've got the whole album of them, and I've got the whole set, and I've even got, you know, the Christmas Carol. And it's just, you know, to hold those, they were my great grandparents in my hand, and to know that they were reading that same book, you know, it's just amazing to me. And I've got some old McHenry commentators, Bible commentators, and studies, and my great-great-grandfather had marked in the book. And so, you know, to see you know, it is very special. Books are timeless. And when I read a book, I write my name in it and when I read it. And then I tell anybody I loan it to, you've got to put your name in it and when you read it on the inside cover. As you know, so that I do that mainly so I can remember when the last time I read it, because I'll read some books over and over again. If they're just a good book, it's kind of like watching a movie over and over again. You know, I just really enjoy that. Well, you're very active in your community as well, and that's something that I try to encourage here on CSC Talk Radio to, usually politically, but to get active in your communities, because that is where you live. That is, you know, what affects you and your families the most, you know, you achieve a lot more there. And I was going to ask you about some of the achievements and some of the things that are rewarding to you in that part of your life with the activities there with your community.
Yeah, well, as I you know, work in publishing, I have a lot of opportunities to be able to help in the community through reading, and I get myself involved in a lot of activities, you know, through Boys and Girls Clubs, through getting books out through Toys for Tots. And obviously I work every year on the Hollywood Christmas Parade. That's one of my largest community events that I work on throughout the year, as you mentioned earlier. And that, for me, is getting community involvement. You know, Hollywood has lots of individual people, but there aren't many events where the community actually comes together to put on a great event. And, you know, that's what the Hollywood Christmas Parade is all about, where the community actually comes together to put on this fantastic event. And, you know, we get about 1 million people attending, and it's broadcast across the country and through the Armed Forces Network. And it's a wonderful event, and I'm able to, you know, speak my Battlefield Earth float in there.
You know, cover it all. Just, you know, cover it all at the same time. Well, you know, I think the first time I had John on, your husband, was we were promoting – the Christmas parade. And I think that was at least 3 years ago when I had him on the air. We talked about that. And I said, one of these days I'm going to make it there. You know, the Christmas season is so busy. And I didn't get online to watch it, but he made me want to. He made me want to go see it. So he said, it's like, you know, roll out the red carpet. Let's go do this. But, you know, that's not some little task putting a parade together like that. When you're talking about coordinating and keeping all 500 volunteers happy, that's not an easy task either.
Well, you know, I think that they're happy to contribute. I think people in general like that sense of community, and they like to work, you know, to put on such a great event. And, you know, people come back year after year to come and help on the event. It's a great thing that we do in the community. I've, you know, been involved with it for several years now. And I will continue on that. We're very proud of Hollywood in that respect.
I like the way you added that, in that respect.
Yeah.
Well, every community has their ups and their downs, and we'll just leave it at that, because we have battles here in just a little small town USA. You know, that's nothing. As long as you have people, you have different things. So different things going on. Well, Battlefield Earth. I want to promote that a little bit more. Battlefield Earth, you can just go to battlefieldearth.com. It is an L. Ron Hubbard book. It is a novel. It's a very thick novel. But if you don't have time to sit and read, we encourage you to get the audio set. And it is amazing. You will not believe what it is. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. I just can't. I would have liked to have been a fly on the wall, although I don't think flies live that long, while they were putting it all together, because it had to be amazing just watching that take place.
Yes, you would have been there for a long time watching that.
I've been a really old fly with little gray hairs coming out. Well, you know, as people, we can cover that up, but as flies, I don't know if you could or not. But
no.
But 47 hours of audio.
Yes. It's a great story. Great summer read.
You know, we're of course, ideal. This is a political talk show. We conservative talk show. I try to be the mom. I tell people I'm the Donna Reed of the airways, trying to bring everyone together. And what a better way to bring us together is to let everybody know you need a little vacation. Every now and then you got to take a little break, and you've got to do that to regroup, get away from the chaos. And I think a good book is a great way to do that. And I know many of my listeners will be taking vacations, so the audio books are perfect to take along. I know a lot of them have the little videos, and they just plop it in there and let the kids watch the videos. But this is something, the audio book is something you can do as a family, whether it's Battlefield Earth or the Western series, you know, where the cowboys save the day. They come in and they save the day. Johnny Goodboy, he was the underdog. He came in and he saved the day. BattlefieldEarth.com. Emily, thank you so much for being with us today. I appreciate it
thank
so much. Very interesting.
Me.
Good luck with that Christmas parade. Keep me informed as to what's going on there. I want to hear all about that. Thank you
Wonderful.
So much.
I will.
Thank you so much. BattlefieldEarth.com. Be sure to help the sponsors out here with CSC Talk Radio. I think it'll be a book that you will enjoy as a family if you do the audio book or the Western series. And you need to go to galaxypress.com for the Western series, galaxypress.com. When we come back from this break, we're going to invite Ed Martin is going to join us. He is with Phyllis Schlafly's Eagles. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of these senators and what are they doing. 877-895-5410 when you want to join in, and we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits.
Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is the second half of today's show. I told you when we started out we were going to have a two-fold show. I also have with me now, we have Ed Martin. He's the president of the Equal Forum Education and Legal Defense Fund. And he was chosen by Phyllis Schlafly, you all remember her, to take over as to succeed her with the Equal Forum organizations. And we have Ed, you know, welcome to CSC Talk Radio. I know you're a busy, busy man. You do your own talk show, and we're kind of cutting into your time a little bit. I appreciate you taking a moment with us.
I'm glad to be with you, Beth Ann. I'm really You know, I worked, as you mentioned, for the late Phyllis Schlafly, and one of the things that Phyllis really believed in, among many things that you'd see when you study her long life and long activity in public life, first, she always said, one of her favorite phrases was, politics is where the action is. She used to encourage people, don't be afraid to get involved. It's where the action is and where things can be done. And the second thing was, she really believed in empowering and citizens getting involved with teaching and promoting wherever you are. So she, in her youth, she did book clubs when she was a young housewife, book clubs for her friends, and then she did radio, then she did TV, then she did writing. She really believed you find the place where you can communicate with others. So I'm glad to be on with you, Beth Ann, and encourage you in what you're doing. It's very important.
Well, thank you. Well, teaching and education, I mean, if educate and activate. That's what I like to say.
Yes,
educate and activate.
Good
and
phrase.
Anytime we can get on the bandwagon here and try to bring to the eyes of the listeners, if that's possible,
yeah.
Bring to the eyes of the listeners exactly what's going on. Now, I know you haven't had a chance to listen to CSC Talk Radio very much, but I call them D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals.
That's another good phrase. You're right.
Yeah, because that's what they're doing, and they're getting filthy rich while the rest of us down here are struggling, and that's never how it was intended by our founding fathers.
No, you know, and again, one of the lessons I like to draw on a lot of what Phyllis taught me, Phyllis Schlafly, one of the things she told me often was the best thing that happened to her, two of the best things that ever happened to her, and beyond her six children and some things she would say personally, was running for office and losing. Because she said by running, she ran for Congress twice, you learn how the system works and what moves people, and then by losing, you don't have to go suffer through it. I joke, I say, I ran for Congress and I ran for Attorney General, lost both times. I used to say, if you win, you think you're a genius. If you lose, you kind of go back and you say, wait, what is this? But what she meant by that was just what you just said, is you watch what matters to the people in power. And the problem we're seeing right now, Beth Ann, which you described, is the people in power, oftentimes even the good ones with good values, they are corrupted, you know, with a small c sometimes and with a capital C other times, by the power and the money and the prestige. And Phyllis recognized that that had gotten worse. One of the reasons she supported Donald Trump, for example, was she said, and she described him as a last hope for America, was because he wasn't beholden to the special interests in the same way that so many politicians, even in the Republican Party, which she was a member of, are. And so that shift of the massive amount of money and the massive amount of fundraising and the beholden nature of so many people in office in Washington really has distorted things. You're exactly right.
You know, I saw someone, and we're going to get on to what brought you on today here in just a second. I saw someone, and I didn't get to really concentrate on the show, but he was bringing forth an idea of electing all non-politicians, which is what we should have been doing a long time ago, bringing in all new ones, just get rid of these people. And I think he was talking about both sides of the parties there, and just get rid of them. And we see what's going on, Ed. We can see that, you know, I have the old Charlie Reese article, you know, the 545 versus 300 and some million people. We see that going on in D.C. right now. If they really wanted to lower the debt, it would get lowered. If they really wanted to fix taxes, they'd fix them. But they don't. They're just up there playing a game, and they're getting rich while the rest of us are trying to figure out what's going on. But what brought you on today is this. Dear friend, how much would you pay to fly Chuck Schumer to Cancun for his birthday? Would you spend your own money or even your frequent flyer miles? Me neither. Well, you know, it depends. Is it a one-way ticket? If it was a one-way ticket, I might try and find the money. I might even go borrow it.
That's great. That's another good line. Boy, you roll, Beth Ann. That's great.
Well, I get a little bit annoyed by some of these people.
But he
goes on to say in this that that's what our senator here in Missouri, Senator Claire McCaskill, we all know how dedicated she is to Missourians, she just spent $15,000 for Chuck. Happy birthday, Chuck.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I've got a birthday coming up next week. You reckon she'd do that for me?
Well, no, wait. It's even worse. It was for her own birthday. She flew down. She spent $15,000 bringing Chuck Schumer in for her birthday. I mean,
I'm sorry. I missed it.
Yeah, you and I could come up with a lot of people. I might pay $15,000 to get somebody cool to come for my, if I had the money, for my birthday, but not Chuck Schumer. It shows, if that's who you want to hang out with, you're even worse off. You know, it's amazing.
Well, maybe
I
mean,
Remember, though, this is important. Claire McCaskill is all about Claire.
So,
there's a group of people that understand when we talk about Donald Trump's America first.
Yes.
There are people that are America lasters, people that put the American people after, and she's one of them. And in fact, she puts Missourians last, but she puts Claire first. And when you put Claire first, you say, who do you care to spend time with? Not a bright, talented, thoughtful, interesting person, but a power player, power-hungry Chuck Schumer. So Claire is not thinking, oh, boy, let me celebrate with meaningful friends. She's saying, I'm going to, you know, play ball with the head of the Senate because I want to be in good with that liberal New York guy. It's just a classic Claire McCaskill.
You know, she jumped on the Hillary Clinton for president bandwagon before Hillary Clinton ever announced she was running for president. And
well, but it's wonderful. This is important. It's important to tell the story. The reason why is because
she
Claire McCaskill. Well, no, Claire McCaskill jumped on Obama's bandwagon first, was the one of the earliest senators, and the Clintons were so mad about it that they held a grudge all these years. In fact, of course, Claire McCaskill, when she was campaigning for Obama, said, I wouldn't let my daughter in the presence of Bill Clinton. Who would? Or something like that. And then the Clintons were really mad. So after 8 years of Obama and being hated by the Clintons, literally, there were articles about how much Bill and Hillary hated Claire. Then she comes out early for Hillary saying, what a great lady, what a great family, what a great thing. I mean, my point is, Claire will say anything
whatever
to put herself in power, to
Absolutely.
Keep herself in the catbird seat.
She was trying to get a position. Well, right. I'll go back to this birthday thing. Maybe, you know, because Schumer's been doing, he's been shedding a lot of tears. You know, maybe it was a pity birthday party and she just needed the boo-hoo guy to come along. I don't know, you know, but we do need to, I fuss at Arizona because they keep electing the same guy that keeps, he just keeps fighting the GOP. He's such a globalist and you know who I'm talking about. And yet we keep electing the same ones here in Missouri too. And Claire McCaskill, she's been there a long time and she is, let me tell you, she's not representing the poor people.
No, well, she's saying, look, at the end of the day, I mean, there's lots of ways to talk about it, but what you can count on now is, and I just got an email about it after I sent my email yesterday, that she's going to do one of these listening tours, and she's going to come back and say all the right things to Missouri and poll tested, and try to say, look, this is what I care about, and I care about you. And the point is, look at what we had for 8 years. Mm-hmm. You know, the Obama administration and their policies, which she blocked lockstep, she backed lockstep, were terrible for us. And what we have now is Trump taking us in a better direction. Not perfect, you know, people out there that are frustrated with this or that, and we know that, but she's on the other side. And what she's going to do, she's already signaled, she's going to raise literally tens of millions of dollars in dark money, and she's going to come in and she's going to try to destroy the Republican candidate and pick like she did Todd Akin. And we have to be aware as voters that the question is not now whether you want Claire or somebody else. The question is the direction of the country. It's a choice election, and she is not for Americans and Missourians. So
she
that's what's
not.
At stake. And that's why I wrote this my email, because one of the people who's going to run or raise a lot of money, Ann Wagner, decided not to run. That's okay. Some of her policies I disagreed with, so that's all right. But we need to make sure that people are aware this is a big election. We
it
have to beat Claire McCaskill.
I want to talk about that when we come back from this break. And I also want to remind listeners, and I'll do that when we come back from this break, just exactly what Claire McCaskill thought of the Missourians when they cast a vote against Obamacare, and that happened a while back. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Ed, Martin, and Beth Ann will be right back. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment by L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we're visiting with Ed Martin. And Ed has worked with Phyllis Schlafly for years, and I just admired her so much. I did get to meet her one time. They had a little tea party, physically tea. They had a little tea reception, and they had that was in Jefferson City, and I got to go. My boss was actually invited and sent me in his place. It was really for women anyway, and that was Derry Brownfield with the Brownfield Network back in that day, and he had his own talk show, and that's why I worked for him. I didn't work for the network. I worked for the talk show, but I went to and I got to visit with her just briefly. I didn't really get to sit and glean too much information out of her, but I did get to visit with her, and I just admire her so much. I want to remind my listeners, especially those in Missouri, that when we voted about national health care, we voted 71% against it here in the state of Missouri. But that made no difference to Senator Claire McCaskill, because she said the Democrats just didn't get out and vote, because it only matters. She only represents the Democrats, apparently. And she said they just don't know. And that is the attitude of so many, Ed, that they think us little people down here, we don't have knowledge of what's really right and good for us. You know, like a parent, they think they have to lead us. But truly, they're taking care of themselves. And she has been one of the big obstructionists right now that is fighting with the Trump administration. And I just wanted my people that are listening to,
yeah,
to
no,
know
you're,
that.
You're,
that is the character of Claire McCaskill.
Well, and look, the fact is that we're talking about politics together. And, you know, one of the things, again, talking about Phyllis Schlafly, and by the way, folks, if they want to learn more about her life and her work, you go to phyllisschlafly.com. And we have lots of her writings up there. Extraordinary writer. But one of the things she really taught was politics and the party system is not perfect. You know, people used to sometimes say, well, I'm frustrated with the Republican Party, and she was too. And she would say, if you're interested in a third party, a fourth party, or a fifth party, you know, go to Europe. There's lots of those. Here we're stuck with a two-party system. It is what it is. But what she would say is you have to help candidates get elected and then hold them accountable. And, you know, build relationships with these men and women in office for the long haul. And, you know, Phyllis had these incredibly close relationships. She was very close to Senator Jeff Sessions, Congressman Steve King. You know, at her funeral, Donald Trump, she became close to Trump. He came over her life. You know, she was close with some of the old guard you would know. I mean, Senator Taft from Ohio was famous into the 60s, and, you know, he was nearly the nominee in 1952. They chose Eisenhower instead, famous part of Phyllis's book, A Choice, Not an Echo. But, you know, these relationships, and when you have someone like Claire, it's hard to be in a relationship with someone who will not tell you the truth, you know, and tell you one thing when they're in D.C. and another when they come home. That's really what you have. And I think that's one of the ways you can describe. Claire McCaskill doesn't care about the Missourians enough to be honest. Other people, Roy Blunt, not perfect on issues, but Phyllis always backed him and was straight on with him. And when there was disagreement, she were there, present.
She'd call him out. She'd call him out. She called
him out. Right.
She called out the Bushes every once in a while, too.
That's exactly right. In fact, I'll tell you a quick story. And a few years ago, we published, and I was with her when we did this, we published the update of A Choice, Not an Echo, which, again, if you go to phyllisschlafly.com, you can see it. A Choice, Not an Echo in 1964, it was about Goldwater and really about the Republican Party over the preceding 15 years. And she wrote that book. It sold over 3 million copies in 64. In about 3 years ago now, we published an update where she wrote about every convention. The form of the book was each four-year period she wrote about the convention and what the kingmakers in the Republican Party were trying to do. And she didn't publish the updated version in 2003 when she had most of it done, because she said, even though she was frustrated with some of the Bush stuff, on especially on education and other things, she didn't want to hurt his candidacy for president, his reelection. But then about 2.5 years ago, she did publish this book, and it updated all the way forward. But my point is, your listeners, you're right. They got to learn what's going on. They have to hold people accountable, and they can't go away when they're mad. They have to stay mad and engaged to make the changes we need. And that's what's coming up in 18.
You know, when you're in church, somebody was saying Sunday, what do you tell somebody when they say they didn't get anything out of this today? And I said, well, I usually tell them they didn't put anything into it. and that's
great.
Exactly the same thing with our government. We, the people, are the government. We're getting what we put into it, which was nothing. We haven't been putting anything into it. We've got to be proactive. You know, even if one is elected in your community that you didn't vote for, stay with them. Let them know when they do something wrong, and let them know when they do something right. You know, I said, you know, in the small communities, you have the advantage. You usually know that person. Meet them at the coffee shop and tell them, you know what, I really liked what you did. You know, I didn't care much for that. Do you realize what that is actually under the Constitution?
Right.
But we have to have that education.
And the thing that I know some of your listeners are thinking is that Beth Ann, they've got busy lives, they got their kids, they got their jobs, they're both working and all that. And so sometimes every one of us, mm-hmm. as a parent, as a colleague, as a friend, you feel like you're not able to do it all. And that's going to also be all right. That's another thing that we teach, you know, do the best you can in the space you can be in. But here's the key thing for everyone to realize. When in December of 2015, when Phyllis Schlafly did an interview and she said about Donald Trump, he may be the last hope for America. What she meant was, we're at a turning point. If you do another 8 or 10 years of illegal immigration and amnesty, you're transforming the country, both in terms of our culture as well as politically. If you on things like education, this is a great moment to be alive because in some ways it's all at stake. If we don't adjust our worldview as people, how we relate to the world, and at what we expect out of government, we're not going to have the same America that we've had for a couple hundred years. So that's wonderful, and I think Trump is so refreshing because on so many fronts, even the media, you know, the fake news contrast, he exposes the hysteria of people. Now, our side, Beth Ann, conservatives will periodically be hysterical. I'm not saying we're perfect either, right? I mean, we need to be clear.
We've been a few times, yeah.
Yeah, we've been a few times, right, but and we will again. But in general, he exposes, you know, the America First thing. Why is it, for example, that over 325,000 Chinese nationals are on visas in our higher education system? They're, in other words, they're coming, they're all the communist leadership. If you're poor in China, you don't get to go to America to go to Harvard.
Or
WashU, right?
Several years ago. We're just about out of time, Ed. I actually interviewed a professor from Michigan talking about just that and the problem with it.
You mentioned
in this, we've got to rush here. You mentioned in this, join the fight to defeat Claire. I want to do that. I want to have you back on the air. I said I was going to do everything I could to keep Hillary from getting elected. I don't know if what I did helped, but I was here, and I helped all that I could. Ed, we're out of time. Thank you so much. Please come back.
I look forward to it, Beth Ann.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, listeners, it really is up to us to educate and activate. We have to stay involved. We have to stay knowing. We have the internet. You can go and you can check in your spare time. And I know many of us don't have much spare time when you can't tune in here. Tune in and let's talk about how we can do this together. Because together we can push people out that aren't representing us. Because we are a republic. And it is us, the people, who will bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166.
That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.